Hello, my name is Mason Bradley, and I'm here with my grandfather, Richard, and today is November 26th. It's a Sunday today, and we're currently in Charlotte, North Carolina. And we just gonna start on some questions about busing and student assignment here in North Carolina and also other places. So my first question for you is how was busing for you when you were growing up?
Well, when I was growing up, the busing was very strict. Most of the black kids had a long distance to walk to get to a bus to get to their school, which schools were segregated. So therefore, we had to even pass high schools that we could have gone to reach our school. But I had to walk at least 10 blocks to get to a bus and then get on the bus there and ride another mile or two to get to the high school that I was attending. By far, we passed several high schools that we could have attended, but due to the fact that schools were segregated, we passed the schools and on buses to get to high school.
Man, it's crazy. All right, my next question is, since you were like a teacher and all, like principal, like what would be your number one factor, and you're a father, so what would be your number one factor for like choosing a school for like a kid to go to? So like, say they have, so say like you can make the choice to choose what school your kid goes to. Like, what would be your number one factor? So would it be like diversity, like how diverse it is, the quality of the teachers or the facility? What would be like your number one?
Well, one thing, schools should not be segregated. There should be open enrollment for any student where they choose to go.
That's your, well, I was asking like what would be your number one thing like for like putting a like choosing a school for your kid. So like would it be based off
Based
of like
on
how close it
oh.
is, the
Not
teachers?
necessarily based on how close it is, the scores, the quality of the school, the enrollment, the teachers. There are several factors that will depend on what school I would choose for my child to go to. I know they take the test, ACT test, I think, in this area. So it would be based on students. You know, I think, and I know that teachers, students, quality comes from good teachers. If you got good teachers, you're gonna get good scores and good student from those scores. The students will be able to the students will have a chance to have good grades if they are have good teachers. So I would say, you know, good teachers
Teacher quality, great teacher quality.
will give you a good student.
Okay, yeah, that's pretty good. So my next question is, how did busing work in Michigan when you were working for the schools and stuff?
Well, in Michigan, we had different school districts, and students attended schools that was in their district and where they live. So we didn't really have a problem of students being bused to different places. If a student lived in a certain area, they would go to a school of that. In that area, if there was more than one school in that area, it was their choice, closest school to where they were living. And buses were were pretty much a factor for students to get to school, and they provided them the buses for them to get to school, to and from school.
So busing wasn't based off of like how diverse the school was. So like if say like a school was made up of like a lot of black people, they didn't try to bus, they didn't try to bring like white people or like bus, like change the zoning to make the school more diverse. They never did that.
No, they use the district where they live. They would be able to go to that school. It wasn't that they were trying to, put blacks in certain schools and whites in certain schools, fill them up. It was based on where they live, the district they live in.
Okay. My next question is, do you know anything about the student assignment here in North Carolina? Like what happened when it was going on?
No, I'm not
the busing.
Familiar with the student assignment here in North Carolina. I'm trying to, I just moved here, so I'm not familiar with it, but I will start trying to keep up with what's going on with the student assignments, the buses, and all of the factors that's going on in the school.
Yeah. So pretty much, I just want to figure in. So pretty much, like, the bus, in North Carolina earlier, like, there was a school called West Charlotte, and pretty much it was kind of like, it's pretty much historically black. It's a black college, so back then, you know how, like you said, it was segregated. So they tested it out to see how it worked. So they bus other kids from other places, white kids predominantly, so they can diversify the school.
Cool.
And so what are your thoughts on that? Do you think that was a good choice? Like that was good to make the school more diverse through busing?
Well, busing has always been a factor of trying to get students in different areas, different schools, to make schools more black, more have white, just to say they have segregated the schools. Busing has been the factor to do that, to bus students over to different school districts. And they're way away from their homes. Just to say, hey, we got white kids in the schools, you know.
Does it say it was integrated?
Yeah, it is integrated, you know. And they are riding a long ways from home to school to do that, you know. And I don't think that students should have to ride 5 miles to 10 miles to get to a school to say that it is integrated, you know. So I would say, hey, use the schools in their district, use them. They should be able to go to school in their district and make sure that they get an education that they should get.
Yeah, I think that was a lot of people's thoughts because they wanted to stay close. But some people thought, I guess, because the schools, like you said, you would pick a school based off of the test scores. So the schools in their area weren't good. So they was like, well, we don't want to go here.
Right.
Like
they were busing. You could get them there some kind of way.
Yeah, that was a problem.
To another school.
Yeah. And then the last question, we pretty much went over it, but how do you think student assignments should be done or carried out? Busing and all that.
Student assignments still, I would say, based on the district they live in, they should go to that school and not have to go across town to attend school. So,
yeah. All right, well, thank you for being on this with me. And we out. Peace.